Happy birthday to Pat Benatar.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
She turns 66 today. I remember way back when Heartbreaker came out. It was my very first music meeting. I'll put that in air quotes. That's when all the DJs got to go in a meeting and decide what songs to play. Really? They did that. Way back then. There was some discussion about the song Heartbreaker. It sounded different from everything else. Should we play that? Does it fit in with Genesis' The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway? I don't know. But Heartbreaker came out, and it was huge for Pat Benatar. In the album In the Heat of the Night, 1979, made it to number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100. And Pat Benatar is still singing Heartbreaker after all these years. But it's a little different now. Here's Pat Benatar.
I can still sing Heartbreaker and not feel any trepidation about doing it at all. I mean, I really still enjoy doing it. Different take, of course, tongue in cheek now. If you're going to do it, you got to find a way to make it work for now. I mean, I could certainly never go out there seriously pointing at that bravado thing. What is that? You know, I mean, they get the joke. The most important thing is to make sure you always get the joke. Otherwise, you are the joke.
Really? Yes, there will be the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. There is your answer. Yes, the guy who put on the first one, or with other people, Michael Lang, confirmed a three-day anniversary festival coming to Watkins Glen, New York, August 16, 17, and 18. And he's got 40 acts booked, he says. No clue as to who they are at this time. Nobody's announced. Tickets will go on sale with those announcements next month. He says it'll be an eclectic bill. Hip-hop, rock, some pop, and some of the legacy bands from the original festival. A little bit earlier, we went through the ones that are still alive. There's not a whole bunch of them. He wants to bring Woodstock back to the roots. The activism that was a big part of the original, he said, that did not happen at Woodstock 99 20 years ago. He says, we want this to be more than coming to a concert. 99 was a musical experience with no social significance. It was a big party. It was like an MTV event. We want to go back to our roots and our original intent this time around. We'll have control of everything. We'll see.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.